this time as the living sacrifice, Lord. Lord, we just give ourselves to you right now. Lord, we ask you to establish your throne here. And this is your throne, Lord. It's not just a gathering of people, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come to us. Help us. Touch us. Lord, we give you glory and honor. Thank you, Lord. I can't do this.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Holy Lord.
Yes, Jesus, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Jesus, we love you. We all love you.
Yes, Lord.
我中国你都爱你。
Jesus. Your glory, Lord.
是的，我的主， 唯有你是最美丽的。 主啊，真愿与你 关锁在你的花园里头。
Yes,
Jesus is here.
Hallelujah, 耶稣就在这里。
We're so glad you're here.
我们非常高兴因为他就在这里。 我们也在这里。
Pastor Cha would like to thank you for all your prayers for him.
周牧师非常感激你们。
He has a wonderful sense of the Lord's healing power working in him.
他感觉到神奇妙医治的能力在他的身上。
He said the fever is going down.
他说他的烧已经退了。
Hallelujah.
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 He wanted to come and join us tonight, but his daughter said, Dad, you need rest.
他本来要和我们在一起，但是他的女儿吩咐他说，爸爸，你需要休息。
Sometimes parents listen to their children.
有时候父母需要听儿女的劝告。I'd
like to thank you for praying for Nita Johnson as well.
我们也谢谢你为Nita Johnson祷告。She
hurt her back this afternoon and is in great pain.
所以她扭伤她的腰，她觉得非常的疼痛。We
don't understand all the details of how it happened, whether it was a slip.
我们不是很清楚她怎样的扭伤她的腰。But
she was not able to join us tonight either.
但是今天晚上她不能够出席这个聚会。
God has a plan.
但是我们的神有他美好的计划。
He's in control.
他仍然掌权。
Said that from the beginning, all the prayers, Jesus, this is your conference.
因为从开始我们就宣告说，耶稣，这是属于你的特会。
Aren't you glad the Lord showed up?
你高不高兴，因为我们的主就在这里。
And I know you're already acquainted with our speaker tonight. It's Pastor Rick McCoy.
我们今晚的讲员是 Rick McCoy， 牧师，我们当中都认识他了。
Good evening.
大家晚上好。
Big voice, little person.
人小，但是声音很大。
Pastor Cho asked me to speak tonight at about 5 o'clock.
啊，今天中午是5点才通知我说今晚我需要讲道。
And I'm supposed to be ready in season and out of season.
所以我应该得时不得时都要传道。
So hopefully I'm ready to do that.
所以希望今天晚上呢，我们就把信息带给大家。
As many of you already know, I am more of a teacher than I am a preacher.
所以可能你们当中有些人已经认知我是一个教师，多过于是一个的讲道人。
And Pastor Cho asked me to teach about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
牧师吩咐我要与大家分享关于圣灵的洗。
Now I know many of you have already been baptized in the Holy Spirit.
我相信你们当中很多都已经被圣灵充满。
But I want you to be able to teach about the baptism, not only experientially but also scripturally.
但是今天晚上我的目的就是不单只你能够经历，你也能够从神的话语去分享关于圣灵充满。
There are some here tonight that may have not as yet received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
可能我们当中有少部分的人，你还没有接受到圣灵的充满。
And I'm hoping that your faith will be built up.
我盼望你的信心今天晚上能够被建立。
Because faith comes from hearing the word.
因为信心是从听到而来的。
That you may receive the gift of this baptism.
好让今天晚上你能够得到圣灵充满的恩赐。
Simply by faith.
只是单凭你的信心。
God wants you to have it.
神要给你的。
We're going to open our text in Mark chapter 1, verses 7 and 8.
我们要翻开马可福音的第一章第七和第八节。
And this is where John the Baptist begins to introduce Jesus in his ministry.
这里是耶稣基督开始来介绍耶稣基督的侍奉。
And in verse 7 it says, this was his message. He said, John the Baptist said, after me will come one more powerful than I,The thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. He says, I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
马可福音第一章第七节，他传道说，有一位从我以后来的，能力比我更大，我就是弯腰给他解鞋带，也是不配的。我是用水给你们施洗，他却要用圣灵给你们施洗。
This topic of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is often one of great controversy.
关于圣灵充满常常是一个争论性的题目。
But nevertheless, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is not simply a denominational belief.
但是圣灵充满不只是一个宗派的信仰。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit is simple faithfulness to Scripture.
圣灵充满乃是神心事的应验，他话语的教导。
From the introduction of Jesus' ministry,
从耶稣服事的开始，
we hear it announced,
我们看见
that the kingdom of God is at hand.
这个传道这个的信息是说，神的国已经近了。
Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
要来洗净世人的罪的这个的神的羔羊。
And from the introduction of Jesus' ministry.
从耶稣服事的开始
It is announced that he has come to baptize you in the Spirit of God.
然后我们看见说他要用神的灵来为人施洗
For Jesus and the apostles in the early church,
对
This was not some extra credit thing, not some extra thing.
这个不是一些额外的事情。
This was the main event.
这是最主要的事件。
The main expectation.
最主要期待的事情。
Of the New Testament.
关于新约。
It was a gift that was promised by Jesus himself.
是耶稣基督自己本身所给的应许。
And he taught his followers to expect it.
然后他吩咐他门徒，吩咐他跟随者要期待。
And therefore, it should be anticipated by us.
所以我们每一个人也应当有这种期待的心。
And it should still be received as a gift today.
我们仍然在今天能够自由地领受这个的恩赐。
The promise of the Holy Spirit.
关于圣灵的应许
The gift of the baptism of the Holy Spirit
关于圣灵的恩赐的应许
Is a promise that's available to you
是今天给我们每一个人的应许
And it's desired by God to be imparted to every believer
是神的心意要赐给每一个的信徒
Not just some
不只是一部分
Every believer
乃是每一个信徒
God wants to pour out His Spirit on all believers
神盼望把他的圣灵浇灌给所有相信的人。
And that's what I want to talk about tonight, the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
这就是我今晚的主题，关于圣灵的充满。
And we are going to look at three questions.
我们会探讨三个问题。
What is the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵充满是怎么回事？
Why the gift of tongues?
为什么要说方言？
And why some do not receive it?
为什么有一些人得不到？
And under each one of those topics,
所以这每一个的问题的答案
we're going to have 6 points,
我们会有六个重点
5 points,
五个重点
and 6 points,
还有六个重点
6, 5, 6,
那就是呢第一是六点然后五点然后六点
I didn't want 6, 6, 6,
我不要是六
So I want to encourage you to take notes,
所以我鼓励大家今天晚上都
So that you too can teach from the Bible on the baptism of the Holy
Spirit. 那你也能够从神的话语去教导关于圣灵充满。
First question that we're going to look at.
所以我们要探讨第一个问题。
Is what is the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
什么是圣灵充满？
Some say that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the same thing as being born again.
有些人说圣灵的洗或者充满呢，就好像重生得救。
But that's my first point.
这就是我所要带出来的。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit is not the same as being born.
圣灵的充满和重生不是同一件事情。
If we go to Acts chapter 8, verses 14 and 16,
如果今天晚上我们打开《使徒行传》的第八章，我们看第14和15节的话
，It says this.When the apostles were in Jerusalem, they heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, and that they had sent Peter and John to them. And when they arrived, they prayed that they might receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them. They had simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
十四节，使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道，就打发彼得、约翰往他们那里去。两个人到了，就为他们祷告，要向他们说圣灵，因为圣灵还没有降临在他们一个人身上。他们只奉主耶稣的名受了洗。
The Apostle Philip,
所以这些的使徒
had already gone to Samaria to preach the gospel.
他们已经去到撒玛利亚传讲神的福音。
To evangelize in Samaria.
就是在撒玛利亚布道。
And the Bible clearly tells us they accepted the word of God.
这就告诉我们说他们已经领受了神的道。
They had already believed.
他们已经相信。
They had already been born again.
他们已经重生得救。
But it shows us that the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them.
但是就很清楚告诉我们说圣灵还没有降临在他们一个人身上。
So we could see from Scripture.That the baptism in the Holy Spirit
圣灵充满
is an experience that is distinct and different than being born again.
是和重生得救是两回事来的。
Now don't get me wrong.
所以不要误解我的意思。
I'm not saying that you don't receive the Holy Spirit when you are born again.
我不是说当你重生得救的时候你没有领受到圣灵。
You do receive a certain impartation of God's Spirit.
你乃有领受到神圣灵的一部分。
When you are born again.
就是当你重生。
But it's not the same as the baptism.
但是和圣灵充满呢是两回事。
Number two.
第二点。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit is not the same as water baptism.
圣灵的充满和这个水浸礼是两回事。
Some say that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the same thing as when you are baptized in water.
有些人说圣灵的洗和水洗是同一件事情。
But once again, the scripture makes a clear distinction.
但是我们从神的话语里面看见是不同的。
John the Baptist said, I baptize in water.
施洗约翰说我是用水为你们施洗。
But Jesus is going to baptize in the Spirit.
但是耶稣要用灵给你们施洗。
We see from Acts 8:16 that we just read, it said the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them. They had simply been baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
从刚才我们所读的第十六节告诉我们说，圣灵没有降在那么一个人身上，他们只奉主耶稣的名受了洗。
Scripture shows us again in Acts chapter 10, verse
44-48.
It said, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. For they heard them speak in tongues and praising God. And then Peter said, Can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water? They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have. And he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
使徒行传第十章的第四十四节，彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一些听到的人身上。那些奉各礼和彼得同来的信徒，见圣灵的恩赐也浇在外邦人身上，丢都稀奇。因听见他们说方言，称赞神为大。于是彼得说，这些人既受了圣灵与我们一样，谁能借此用水给他们施洗呢？就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。他们又请彼得住了几天。
Yes, water baptism is important.
对了，水洗是很重要的。
Water baptism is an outward expression of an inward change.
水洗是外面一个的行动，证明你里面的信心。
It's our first step of obedience.
是我们顺服神的第一个步骤。
Acknowledging our conversion.
来承认我们的得救。
The new life that we have in Christ.
我们在耶稣基督里所得到新的生命。
And the impartation of God's Spirit.
还有神的灵的浇灌在我们的生命。
But once again, Scripture makes it very clear that water baptism is something different than the baptism in the Spirit.
但是从经文里面，我们非常清楚看见。水洗和圣灵的洗是两回事。
My third point is that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is not the same as the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
第三点我要带出来的就是圣灵的洗、圣灵的充满和圣灵的内住是两回事。
As I said before, when you become a Christian, a child of God,
当我们成为基督徒，我们成为神的儿女，
you receive a certain impartation of God's Spirit in you.
你接受神某个程度圣灵的工作在你的生命里面。
His Spirit comes and lives in you.
神的灵住在我们里面。
This is what's called the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
这叫做圣灵内住的经历。
You don't have to look this up, but 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, The man who joins himself with God is one spirit.
在哥林多前书六章十七节告诉我们说，我们与灵、与神的灵合一的时候，我们就成为一体。
1 Corinthians 6:19 says that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you.
哥林多前书六章十九节告诉我们说，圣灵住在我们的我们的身体就是圣灵的殿。
And even though we are this new temple, this new dwelling place of God's Spirit,
虽然我们的身体是圣灵居住的殿，
Jesus still tells us to seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣仍然吩咐我们要寻求圣灵的充满。
Turn to John chapter 20.
在约翰福音的二十章。
Verses 21-22.
第二十一还有二十二节。
And read with me. It says, On the evening of that first day of the week,When the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. After this, he showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit.
在约翰福音二十章第十九节，那个就是七日的第一日， 晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人门都关了，耶稣来站在当中对他们说，愿你们平安，说了说了就把手和肋旁都给他们看，门徒看见主就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们，说了说话就向他们吹一口气说，你们受圣灵。
I want you to take note from the scripture.
我要你注意这段经文。
That it says it was on the evening of the first day of the week.
告诉我们说是七日的那一日晚上。
This is the night of his, the evening of the day he resurrected from the dead.
就是耶稣基督复活的那一日。
And it said that he breathed on them for them to receive the Holy Spirit.
耶稣向他们吹一口气，好让他们能够领受圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit was imparted to them.
圣灵就浇灌在他们生命。
But this is when they received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
这就是当他们领受内住的圣灵。
It would have been impossible for his disciples to receive the indwelling Spirit before this.
之前他们是没有可能能够接受这个圣灵的内住。
Because Jesus had not yet died.
因为耶稣之前还没有死。
His blood had not yet been applied to their hearts.
耶稣的血还没有来到他们的生命，
so that their heart would be holy enough place for the Spirit of God to live.
好让他们的生命，他们的身体被洁净，神的灵才能够内住。
And if you are a born again believer,
如果我们是一个重生得救的信徒，
a child of God,
我们是神的孩子。
You are the dwelling place for the Spirit of God. You have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
我们的身体是圣灵的殿，我们拥有圣灵内住。
But look at what Jesus also teaches his disciples in Acts chapter 1.
但是我们要注意耶稣基督在使徒行传第一章的教导。
Turn to Acts chapter 1 verses 3 through 5.
使徒行传第一章第三到第五节。
It says, after his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and he spoke about the kingdom of God.And on one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. He said, Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
我们在使徒行传的第一章第三节，他受害之后有许多的凭据，将自己活活的显给使徒看，四十天之久将他们显现讲做神国的事。耶稣和他们聚集的时候祝福他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的，约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日你们要受圣灵的洗。
This shows us that even after the disciples received the indwelling of the Spirit,
我们看见使徒虽然领受内住的圣灵，
Jesus told them to wait in Jerusalem.
耶稣吩咐他们说，你们要在耶路撒冷等候，
to receive the baptism,
来领受圣灵的洗，
of the Holy Spirit,
领受圣灵的洗，
because he wanted them to receive more.
因为他要他们领受更多。
Why?
为什么？
Because he had more for them.
因为他有预备更多给他们。
Not only did they have a risen Savior,
不但是他们有复活的主。
Not only did they have new life,
不但是他们有新的生命。
Not only did they have the Spirit of God living in them,
不但是他们有内住的圣灵。
But Jesus had more for them.
但是耶稣拥有更多要赐给他们。
Why?
为什么？
Because they needed more.
因为他们需要更多。
They need the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
他们需要圣灵的洗。
To accomplish what Christ has planned for them.
好让他们能够成就基督为他们所计划的。
Jesus Christ had big plans for his disciples.
耶稣基督对他的使徒有计划。
Jesus Christ has big plans for you.
耶稣基督对我们每一个人也有计划。
And just as his disciples needed the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
就好像他的使徒需要圣灵的洗。
You need the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
你需要圣灵的洗。
To accomplish those plans.
好让能够成就神在你生命的计划。
Now I want us to look at what the baptism is.
所以我要你注意什么是圣灵的洗。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit is from within you.
圣灵的洗是从你里面。
John 7 verses 38 and 40.
在约翰福音的第七章。
It says, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. And by this he meant the Spirit who those who believed in him were later to receive. It says, up to that time, the Spirit had not given because Jesus had not yet been glorified.
耶稣第七章的第三十八节，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵做的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。See
the baptism of the Holy Spirit comes as an overflow of the Spirit that already lives in you.
圣灵的喜是从我们的腹中，从我们的里面，就是圣灵内住涌流出来的。
The Spirit that indwells the innermost being of the believer.
就是住在信徒内心他的灵里面的圣灵。
If the baptism that a believer thinks that he receives is not from within,
如果信徒以为这个圣灵的喜不是从他内心里面发出来的，
it may just be the power of suggestion.
只是可能是一种的想象力。
It may not be the real baptism of the Spirit.
可能不是真正圣灵的喜。
Because the baptism of the Holy Spirit is obvious.
因为圣灵的喜是非常明确的。
It's so obvious that even unbelievers can see it.
非常的明确，甚至还没有相信耶稣的人都能够看见。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit is not some subtle thing that you have to convince yourself of.
圣灵的喜不是你自己去想象、去制造出来的。
If you get it,
如果你拥有的话,
you will know it.
你一定会知道。
Because you will be changed.
因为你的生命会得到改变。
I was not always a pastor. I'm going to go off my notes here for a second.
我先不要看我的这个的我的心气。
I was not always a pastor.
我不是一生出来就是牧师的。
For most of my life, I was a nightclub entertainer.
我的生命一大部分呢是在那种的夜总会，是做那种的工作。
I played piano and sang in nightclubs for most of my life.
所以我在这些的夜总会去玩那个 keyboard 或者唱歌。
And I got caught up in the lifestyle.
所以我就非常的沉浸在那种的生活方式。
And ended up being a very bad drug addict.
也曾经是一位吸毒者。
I was a crack cocaine addict.
所以我吸这个的白粉。
And I could not get free.
我不能够得自由。
And I hit bottom.
所以我就非常的堕落败坏。
And the Lord began to speak to me.
神就开始向我说话。
And he says, I've got better plans for you than this.
我对你的生命有比这更好的计划。
And I began to go back to church.
我就开始回到教会。
It was a church that believed in the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
是一间相信圣灵充满的教会。
And I began to cry out for the Holy Spirit.
我就开始呼求圣灵的帮助。
I began to cry out for the power of the Holy Spirit.
我就开始呼求圣灵的能力。
I began to surrender to the Holy Spirit.
我开始把我的生命降服于圣灵的大能。
And when the baptism of the Holy Spirit came on me,
当圣灵的能力降临在我的生命,
immediately I was delivered from the bondage of drug addiction.
立刻我就从毒瘾的当中得释放得自由。
It was like heavy in my mind, it was like heavy chains fell off of me.
在我的意识里面就好像有非常大的那种的捆锁，那种的锁链突然间松开了。
When I cried out to God and I said, I give it all to you.
当我向神呼求，我说神啊，
Pour down the power of your Holy Spirit on me.
全所有奉献，用你的圣灵充满我。
And I was immediately set free.
我就立刻的得释放。
And I could only give God and the power of the Holy Spirit credit.
我只能够给神和神的灵一切的荣耀。
Because I was weak.
因为我是软弱的。
But he was strong.
但是神是刚强的。
I give him praise.
我们赞美，我们荣耀他。
So the Holy Spirit is real.
所以圣灵是真实的。
The baptism is real.
圣灵的喜也是真实的。
Another thing that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is,
还有什么是圣灵的
行啊。
Number five.
第五点。
It's the threshold or the doorway.
就是一个的开始进入圣灵的恩赐。
Into the spirit-filled life.
进入一个被圣灵充满的生命。
You know, there's a common misconception.
有一些误导或者误解。
That when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
当你接受圣灵的洗，
you finally made it.
你就已经达到了。
You finally arrived.
你最后已经达成目的了。
But it's like the person on their wedding day.
但是就好像一个在婚礼当日的人。
That when they get married,
当他们结婚。
They go, whew!
他们说哦
，We finally did it.
哦，我们最后达到目标了。
We finally made it.
我们最后找到了。
Is there any married people in here?
我们这里有结过婚的人吗
？The day you get married.
你结婚的日子。
That's not the end.
那不是结束。
That's just the beginning.
那只是一个开始。
That's just the entryway.
所以这只是一个入门。
Into married life.
进入。结婚或者婚后的生活。
The same is true with the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的洗也是如此。
You haven't arrived.
你没有达到目的。
You just stepped in the beginning, the entryway into the spirit-filled life.
你只是入门进入。
This is why many times when the baptism comes on you.
所以当我们受圣灵的洗。
There's not instant maturity.
不是立刻我们就成熟。
You still have to learn to follow the leading of the Spirit.
我们还要去学习怎样跟从圣灵的带领。
But it is the anointing and the power to fulfill God's purpose.
但是是那种的恩膏，你开始去成就神在你生命的计划。
And the callings He has on your life.
还有他在我们生命的呼召。
And without this anointing,
没有这一个恩膏的话
，anything we attempt to do,
我们。努力去做成的
It's just going to be in our own strength.
只是凭我们的势力，凭我们的才能。
And this is why number six.
在第六点。
It is the anointing of power for God's service.
是神能力的高莫来成就他的施工。
Turn back to Acts chapter 1.
那我们回到使徒行传第一章。
We're going to read verses 4 through 5 and then verse 8.
我们看第四、第五节还有第八节。
It says, On one occasion while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my father promised, which you've heard me speak about, for John baptized with water, but in a few days you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And then in verse 8, he says, And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
使徒行传第一章第四节，耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。因为是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。然后我们看第八节，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，不要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit empowers believers for Christian life and service.
圣灵的洗能够给我们恩膏去做成做基督徒的神给我们的施工。
It enables us to operate in the callings of God in the power of the Spirit.
好，我们能够去成就神在我们生命的呼召，借助他给我们的能力。
It is imaged in the Old Testament.
就好像在旧约里面，我们看到一个的形象。
With the anointing on the prophets and the priests and the kings.
就是那种的油膏在王。先知和祭司的身上。
In the Old Testament, the anointing was temporary.
在旧约，这种的膏是暂时性的。
In the New Testament, the anointing is permanent.
但是在新约，这个恩膏是永存的。
Because the anointing doesn't come from without, but from within, from the Holy Spirit that lives in you.
因为这个膏不是从外面浇灌，是在里面涌流出来。
And the Holy Spirit says, "Never will I leave you."
圣灵告诉我们说，我从来不会。离开你们。
Never will I forsake you.
我不会撇下你们。
This was modeled by Jesus' life.
这我们能够从耶稣基督的生命里面看见。
After Jesus was baptized.
当耶稣受圣灵的洗之后。
It said that the Holy Spirit.
当耶稣受洗之后，我们看见圣灵。
Who was the Spirit of Christ?
就是基督的灵。
Came down upon him.
临到他的身上。
And as soon as the anointing of the Spirit came on him.
当这个油膏膏在他的身上的时候。
That's when his ministry began.
他的施工就开始。
You see, God wants us to have both the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
我们要知道，神要我们有圣灵的同在，还有圣灵的能力在我们的生命。
You may want to write that down.
可能你需要把这个记下来。
God wants us to have both the presence and the power of the Spirit.
神要我们有圣灵的同在，还有圣灵的能力。
If I was to give you an example.
要给你一个的例子。
Is there anybody here that has a sports car?
我们在刚才有没有人有跑车？
Anybody here have a fast sports car?
有一个快的跑车。
Anybody here want a fast sports car?
有吗？有跑车吗？或者你们要跑车吗？
Well, you can take a very fast sports car.
你可以拿一辆很快的跑车。
And you can park it in your garage in your home.
你可以把它park在你的车的那个的车房，你的家的车房。
And yes, you have the presence of that sports car in your home.
是的，你拥有这个跑车。
But it's not until you step into it.
但是除非你开始去用这个跑车。
And you begin to work with it.
你开始去驾这个跑车。
That you get to experience the power of that sports car.
你才能够经历到这辆跑车的能力。
You see, God doesn't just want you to have the presence of God, He wants you to have the power of God in your life.
这不单单要我们拥有圣灵的同在，他要我们有圣灵的能力。
The work of the Holy Spirit is just not one of inner transformation.
在我们的圣灵不只是给我们内在的改变。
The work of the Holy Spirit is empowering believers as witnesses.
圣灵的工作乃是给我们去成就神施工的能力。
To fulfill the mission of the church.
好让我们能够成就教会的使命。
And part of empowering us is giving us certain gifts.
也给我们一些的恩赐。
For the edification of the believer.
为做信徒的造就。
For the building up of the body.
为做身体的建造。
And the accomplishment of the work of the church.
也为做教会施工的达成。
And you will see in every case of the baptism of the Holy Spirit where a gift is mentioned,Tongues are present.
每次我们发现到，当这个圣灵的恩赐被形容的时候呢，说方言都会出现。
Of five examples in the book of Acts.
在使徒行传有五个的例子。
Where we can recount the experience of people being baptized in the Spirit.
就是我们能够看见这些人受圣灵的洗的时候。
Three supply specific details.
我们看到有非常详细的记录。
And speaking in tongues.Happens in each time.
他们有说方言的经历。
This brings me to my second question: Why tongues?
这带给我就是要进入第二点，就是为什么要说方言？
Because people will ask you why tongues? Why should tongues accompany the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
一定会有人问你为什么圣灵充满要说方言？
I'll give you five reasons.
我给你五个原因。
Number one,
第一个原因,
God wants to touch the physical part of our being.
神要触摸我们的身体。
Acts 2 verse 17 says, in the last days, God says, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh.
在使徒行传的第二章第十七节说，神要将他的圣灵浇灌凡有血气的。
And the word flesh means exactly that.
凡有血气就是每一个人，就是我们的身体。
It not only means people, but it means upon our bodies.
不单只说到是人，乃是说到身体。
God wants to manifest His presence on the physical part of our body.
所以神要在我们的身体上彰显他的能力。
You may ask why?
你可能问为什么？
Because that's the part we're so in touch with.
因为我们非常的感觉到这个的身体。
Remember when Jesus resurrected from the dead?
记得吗？当耶稣从死里复活，
and he appeared to his disciples,
他显现给他的门徒，
and he showed them his hands and his side,
他给他们看他的手，他的肋旁，
he gave them physical evidence,
他要给他们能够看得见物质的证据，
of his resurrection,
他复活的证据。
And God wants to give us a physical evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
所以神要触摸我们的身体，就是给我们经历到圣灵的充满。
Because this is where it is most easily recognized.
因为这是非常容易看见的。
This is why we believe that speaking in tongues is the initial physical evidence of the baptism of the Spirit.
所以我们相信圣灵充满的第一个的明显的证据就是说方言。
Another reason.
另外一个原因，为什么我们要说方言
？When baptized in the Holy Spirit.
就是当我们被圣灵充满。
Because it is a surrendering of your tongue.
是因为我们要把我们的舌头降服于神。
You may say, why is that so important?
你说为什么？这这么重要呢？
Well, let me ask you a question.
那我问你一个问题。
Does anybody know what the strongest muscle in your body is?
你知道你身上最强有力的肌肉是哪里吗？
Anybody know?
你知道吗？
What is it?
在哪里？
It's the tongue.
就是我们的舌头。
And experts say that women use twice as many words.
专家说呢，女人用呢比男人超过一倍的话语。
As men do.
就是比男人超过一倍。
Every day.
就是每一天都是这样。
That's why they fight with their tongue.
所以呢，我们的舌头就是最强有力的那个肌肉。
Instead of the fist.
啊，不是那个拳头。很多时候是用口啊来吵架，不是用那个拳头。
But the tongue can be a very powerful weapon, amen.
我们的舌头可以成为非常有力的武器 ，amen.
The tongue can do major damage.
舌头能够做非常大的杀伤力。
The Bible tells us the power of life and death is in the tongue.
圣经告诉我们说，生和死的权柄都在舌头底下。
Jewish tradition teaches that God created the tongue lying down.
犹太人的传统说呢，当神创造人的舌头是躺下来的。
In a sleeping position.
就是好像睡觉的状态。
And that he hid the tongue behind the jail or the bars of your teeth.
把这个舌头呢藏在你的牙齿的后面。
Because it is so dangerous.
因为呢舌头非常危险。
This is why James told us to be slow to speak and slow to anger.
所以雅各吩咐我们，他说我们要慢慢的动怒。
But the book of James tells us how dangerous the tongue is.
要慢慢的说话，雅各也告诉我们舌头的。
James 1:26.
在雅各书的第一章第二十六节
says, if anyone considers himself religious yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself, and his religion is worthless.
若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺用自己的心做人的虔诚是虚的。
James 3:2 says, we stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault at what he says.He is a mature man or a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check.
雅各书第三章第二节，原来我们在许多事上都有过失。若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
It says if we could keep a rein on our tongue.
这里告诉我们说，如果我们能够勒住我们的舌头，
we could control the rest of our.
我们就能够勒住我们的全身。
So if this is such a dangerous, unruly member of our body,
所以我们的舌头是这么的危险，这么的不受控制。
Why wouldn't God want to touch it?
为什么神不要触摸我们的舌头呢？
It only makes sense that God wants to bring the tongue under His authority.
给我们看见，原来神要把我们的舌头掌权在他的底下。
And the influence of His Spirit.
就是借着圣灵的充满。
Another reason, reason four, is it begins the spirit-led prayer life.
第四点就是圣灵的充满给我们一个被圣灵带领祷告生命的开始。
As I said before, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the beginning of the spirit-filled life.
刚才我说圣灵充满是能够过一个被圣灵引导生命的开始。
One of the things I am so happy to see in this conference.
其中一点，我在这个特会里面，我非常高兴看见的是
，is that I believe many of you know the importance of prayer.
我们当中，我们都晓得祷告的重要性。
Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you, prayer is the most important thing that we do with God.
祷告是我们在神面前所做最重要的一件事。
If I can just get the American church to understand that.
如果我能够让美国教会明白这一点。
They would rather talk before service.
他们很喜欢在会前就讲话。
With each other.
彼此的讲话。
Then talk to God.
他们不习惯先跟神说话。
And it breaks my heart.
我觉得非常伤心。
That they are not preparing their hearts to see God move.
他们没有预备自己的心，允许神的灵运行。
They are not preparing their hearts for.Hungry for a move of God.
他们没有预备自己的心，让神的灵自由的运行。
And prayer is more important than anything else we do with God.
祷告是我们在神面前最重要的一件事。
It only makes sense that God wants to first empower our prayer life.
所以我们看见圣灵充满是好，让神能够恩膏我们的祷告生命。
First Corinthians 13:2 says, "If anyone speaks in a tongue, he does not speak to men, but he speaks to God."
在哥林多前书的第十四章第二节，我们看见，就是当一个人说方言的时候，他是说各种奥秘的事，是向神说的。
And when we pray in tongues, we pray in the spirit. It's man speaking to God.
所以当我们说方言祷告的时候呢，是我们向神说各样奥秘的事。
And the Bible tells us that when we pray in tongues, it is for personal edification, personal building up.
圣经告诉我们说，当我们用方言祷告的时候，我们是造就自己。
Another reason that the tongues are the first gift that the believer receives is that it's the least of the gifts.
另外一个原因，为什么说方言是神所赐给我们圣灵恩赐的第一个恩赐，因为这个说方言是最小的恩赐。
First Corinthians 12 talks about the gifts of the Spirit.
更多前书十二章讲到属灵的恩赐。
It talks about wisdom.
讲到智慧
the gift of knowledge
讲到知识的言语
the gift of healing
讲到医治的能力
the gift of miracles
讲到行神迹的能力
prophecy
讲到说预言
discernment
讲到分辨诸灵
speaking in different kind of tongues
能够说各种的言语
and interpretation
能够翻方言
it is amazing to me
我非常的惊讶
that in the Christian church
在基督的教会
Many Christians have no problems with any of the gifts.
很多基督徒对所有其他的恩赐都没有问题
Except for tongues.
除了说方言这个恩赐
Why is that?
为什么呢
So many Christians are so resistant to the gift of tongues.
很多基督徒抵挡说方言的恩赐
And Paul, anytime he talks about tongues,
每次当保罗讲到说方言的时候
He considers them to be the least of the gifts
他觉得说方言这个恩赐是最小的恩赐
First Corinthians 12:31 He says eagerly desire the greater gifts
在哥林多前书十二章的第三十一节说你们要切切的求那更大的恩赐
And tongues are considered to be the least of the gifts for two reasons
说方言的恩赐是最小的恩赐有两个原因
Number one is it can't operate by itself in the corporate setting.
在一个聚会的当中，单单说方言是不能够运作的。
The Bible tells us if there is a message for the church in tongues.
这就告诉我们说，如果有一个信息是借着说方言带出来
there must also be interpretation.
一定要有翻方言。
The other reason is that it only edifies the individual.
另外一个原因。说方言是一个最小的恩赐，因为只能够造就个人。
Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 14, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself.
保罗在哥林多前书十四章告诉我们。
But we need personal edification, don't we?
当我们说方言，我们是造就自己，我们需要这个造就。
We need personal edification and nurturing before we're able to operate in other gifts.
我们需要个人被造就、被建立好，让我们能够去运作其他的属灵的恩赐。
I have often said,
我很多时候都说
I better learn to first speak to God
我首先要学习怎样的向神说话
before I speak for God
还没有代表神去说话之前
Amen, church?
Amen, 那教会
The gift of tongues empowers spirit-led prayer
说方言帮助我们能够过一个被圣灵带领的祷告的生命
Number four, tongues shouldn't be the only evidence
第四，这个说方言不只是唯一的证据。
Speaking in tongues is the initial physical evidence.
说方言是最起初的一个的证据。
Of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but it should not be the only evidence.
是圣灵充满的第一个凭据，但是不是唯一的凭据。
When the baptism of the Holy Spirit comes upon you,
当圣灵充满我们，
there should be a greater passion for holiness.
我们对圣灵有更大的渴慕。
There should be a greater hatred of sin.
我们更厌恶罪恶。
There should be a greater hunger for the Word of God.
对神的话语有更深的渴慕。
There should be a greater desire to serve.
有一个更深的渴慕，愿意服侍。
And there should be a greater love.For people.
也更大的那种的对人的爱。
God's people and the lost.
神的百姓还有微信徒。
As I said before, the gift of speaking in tongues is simply the initial physical evidence.
这方言是圣灵充满最起初的凭据。
But it is still no less valuable for personal edification.
但是呢，对我们个人的造就是重要的。
It should be no less desired.
是我们应当渴慕的。
The fifth reason why of tongues.
第五个原因为什么要说方言
？Is it deepens our relationship with God experientially?
是能够帮助我们更深的去经历神。
Romans 8:16 tells us.
在罗马书的第八章第六节告诉我们。
That we have received the spirit of sonship and that we cry Abba Father.
我们得到这个神属神儿子的灵，就是我们呼叫做阿爸父。
This was something that God revealed to me supernaturally.
是神超自然的向我彰显这一点。
How many mothers do we have in here?
我们在这里有多少个人你是做妈妈的
？Can you see all the mothers?
我可以看见你的手吗
？Do you remember when your children were little babies?
你记得当你的孩子还是婴孩的时候
Remember how they used to cry?
你记得他们怎样的哭泣
Right?
是吗
But remember holding that baby
你记得你怎样的抱住你的孩子
And seeing that baby look at your eyes
然后看见你的孩子他注目着你
And remember when that baby began to speak
然后你记得他怎样的开始说话
That baby, that child began to try to speak your language.
你的孩子学习要说你的言语。
好了，看看。
他尝试的去模仿去学习。
This is the same. Remember how much closer you felt to that baby as it was trying to speak to you?
所以当你的孩子尝试跟你说话的时候，你觉得和他多么的亲近。
This is what happens in your relationship with God.
所以我们和神的关系就是如此。
Your heavenly Father is holding you in His hands.
我们的天父把我们抱在他的手里。
And you are beginning to see His face more clearly.
我们更清楚的注目仰望我们。
And you are beginning to open your mouth by the Spirit and by faith.
然后我们就开始。开我们的口，我们尝试学。
And you're beginning to speak His language, a heavenly language, a different tongue.
你就开始讲神的言语，讲天上的言语，讲方言。
And the Father says, "That's my baby."
父神说，哦，这就是我的孩子。
The Father says, "Now you're speaking my language."
哦，现在你说我的言语了。
And there's just something that happens when we begin to speak in that heavenly tongue.
所以当我们开始说天上的言语，有一件事很微妙的就发生了。
That just deepens our relationship as a
family. 加深我们和父神的关系。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit is available to every believer.
圣灵的充满是为每一个信徒所预备的。
And the gift of tongues for personal edification is also available to every believer when they receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
说方言的恩赐也是给每一个受圣灵充满的人的。
Now you may ask if God wants all of His children to have this. Why do we see so many believers without it?
可能你有一个疑问，为什么神要给每一个孩子，但是有这么多人还没有领受到这说方言呢
？If God wants us all to have this, then why don't all have the? Why don't we see all baptized in the Holy Spirit? Why don't we see all believers speaking in tongues?
如果神愿意把这个恩赐给每一个相信他的人，为什么我们看见有这么多人他们没有受圣灵的充满，没有说方言呢
？Six reasons.
有六个原因。
6, 5, 6。
六个祝福。
Some are not born again.
有一些没有重生得救的。
Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 7.
耶稣在马太福音第七章告诉我们
that there are going to be many on that day.
他说在那日有许多人
that are going to say, Lord, Lord.
他们说主啊主啊
Didn't we do great works for you?
我们不是为你做大事吗
And he's going to say, I never knew you.
耶稣说我不认识你
There are some pretty scary statistics.
是有一些很恐怖、很可怕的一些的统计。
About so-called believers in the churches today.
是光明的基督徒。
I have heard as high as 70% of those who claim to be Christians are not really born again.
据说有70%所谓或者。承认自己是基督徒的人是没有重生得救的。
Now, I'm not here to validate that claim.
我不是在这里印证这个统计是正确的。
But that scares me.
但是这个统计却让我非常的害怕。
There's a huge mission field right in the church.
在教会里面其实还有很多未得之名。
Because there are a lot of things that look like Christianity.
因为外表很多好像是基督徒的。
And maybe even part of the Christian walk.
可能基督徒所做的一些的活动。
But are not the same as being born again.
但是和重生得救是不一样的。
Some people are drawn to the church because they like doing things for people.
有些人他们喜欢上教会，因为他们喜欢服务别人。
Maybe they like playing or singing on the praise team.
或者可能有些人他们喜欢去弹奏一些的乐器。
Maybe they have a heart for children or youth.
或者他们对小孩子、青少年有兴趣。
Maybe they like the morals that the church promotes.
或者他们喜欢教会所推动的这种的道德标准。
But there can be a lot of things that disguise themselves as Christianity.
有很多表面的事情，使得人以为自己是基督徒。
But they are not the same as being born again.
但是其实他们是没有重生得救的。
Being born again is a supernatural event of the Spirit imparting life to somebody.
重生得救是神把他的灵放在我们里面，我们得到新的生命。
It's not just choosing another religious system.
不只是选择一个宗教。
It's a supernatural impartation of life.
是一个超自然神赐给我们生命。
That takes someone from death into life.
使一个人从死亡进入。
From darkness to light.
从黑暗进入光明。
From the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of the Son.
从黑暗的国度进入神儿子光明的国度。
This is why when I pray sometimes for people when they come forward for the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
所以当我要为那些要被圣灵充满的人祷告的时候
I first ask them, are you born again?
我会问你重生得救了吗？
Because if you are not born again, you can't receive the baptism.
因为你若还没有重生得救，你不可能接受圣灵的洗。
Because it comes from the indwelling of the Spirit.
因为圣灵的充满是从内在涌流出来的。
John 7:38 says, "Whoever believes in me, streams of living water is going to flow from within him."
在约福音的第七章里面，我们看到说，信我的人就如经上所记，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Some don't receive the baptism or the gift of tongues because of a lack of knowledge.
有些人他们没有接受圣灵的充满，说方言是因为他们缺乏知识。
They simply don't know it's available.
他们不晓得这个是为他们预备的。
Acts 19.
在使徒行传第十九章。
When Paul talked to those at Ephesus.
当保罗向以弗所的信徒。
He asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?"
他说，当你们相信的时候，你们是否接受圣灵的洗
？And they said, "We haven't even heard that there's a Holy Spirit."
他们说，我们未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。
And in America today.
在美国。
There's very little being taught about the Holy Spirit.
有很少教导关于圣灵的教会。
Who He is.
圣灵是谁？
And what His ministry is.
他的施工是什么？
And even less is being taught about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
有非常少的教导关于圣灵的充满。
So there are many believers that don't even know it's available.
所以有很多的信徒他们不知道这个圣灵的充满是为他们预备的。
They've never heard the message.
他们没有听过这个信息。
But as I said before, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the main expectation of the New Testament.
但是其实圣灵充满是新约教会最大的期待。
So it's a message that needs to be preached.
是需要被 传讲的一个的信息。
Amen.
Amen.
Another reason many don't receive is because of lack of repentance.
还有一个原因，为什么许多人没有接受到这个的圣灵的洗，说方言，是因为他们缺乏这个悔改。
And I want to be careful how I explain this.
所以我会比较谨慎的去解释。
But if you look at Acts chapter 8, there is a story about a man named Simon the sorcerer.
但是如果我们读《使徒行传》第八章的话，我们会看到一个行邪术的西门。
And it said that he saw people receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我们看见说他发现到有一些人他们受圣灵的充满。
And in verse 18 through 22, it says that when he saw that the Spirit was giving it the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money and said, "Give me also the ability so that everyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." And Peter said, "May your money perish with you because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money. You have no part or share in this ministry. Why? Because your heart is not right before God. Repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord."
我们在《使徒行传》的第八章第十八节看见，西门看见使徒按手，便有圣灵赐下，就拿钱给使徒说：“把这权柄也给我，叫我手按着谁，谁就可以受圣灵。”彼得说：“你的银子和你一同灭亡吧，因为你想神的恩赐是可以用钱买的，你在这道上无分无关，因为在神面前你的心不正，你当懊悔你这罪恶，祈求主或者你心里的意念可得赦免。
As I said, I want to be careful what I say here.
我要很谨慎的解释。
Because the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gift of tongues,
因为圣灵的充满还有说方言，
is a gift that we receive by faith.
是我们凭着信心所领受的恩赐。
There's nothing that you could do to earn it.
我们不能够做什么去赚得这个的恩赐。
Just as it is with any of God's graces, they're all a gift.
就好像神所有的恩典都是白白的赐给我们的。
But there can be conditions of our heart that can keep us from receiving what God has for us.
但是如果我们的心不正，我们的动机是错误的话，我们就不能够领受。
Maybe there's issues of pride.
可能有骄傲。
That's really big in the American church.
在美国的教会是非常普遍的。
We're really concerned about what everybody else thinks about us.
我们非常在意每一个人怎样的看我们。
There may be issues of unforgiveness.
可能有不饶恕的罪。
Unbelief.
不相信。
Or an unwillingness to repent of sin.
或者不愿意认罪悔改。
You see, people may not have victory over every bad habit.
可能不是每一个人都能够战胜他所有不好的行为。
But you can turn from sin in your heart and stop loving sin.
但是呢，我们不可能不转离罪恶而仍然喜欢罪恶。
And anyone who still loves his sin,
如果我们仍然喜爱罪恶，
is not a candidate for the baptism of the Spirit.
我们就不能够领受。神所要赐的圣灵，
They are a candidate for repentance.
他们需要认罪悔改。
Just as we saw in the story with Simon the sorcerer.
就是好像我们看见这个行邪术的西门。
He said, "You'll have no part of this ministry because your heart is not right before God."
彼得说，你在这无分无关，因为你的心不正。
He said, "You first need to repent."
你先需要悔改。
Before you can receive.
你才能够。接受圣灵的充满。
Because an unrepentant heart is not ready for the fullness of the Spirit.
因为一个没有认罪悔改的人是不可能接受圣灵的浇灌。
Some people's personal theology, number four, some people's personal theology won't let them receive.
第四个原因为什么有很多人没有接受，就是他们个人的神学和相信。
If you have been brought up with a certain theology that tells you this is not real, this is not available.
如果你被一些的神学误导说这不是真实的，这不是你所需要的，
you will not be able to receive.
你就不会接受。
There are some believe that believe that tongues and other gifts of the Spirit are not available for today.
一些人相信呢，这个说方言还有其他的恩赐呢，今天呢是不存在教会的。
There are some that say that the gifts are available, but tongues aren't for everyone.
或者有一些人他说，其他属灵的恩赐是仍然有运作的，除了这方言这个恩赐。
And the Bible uses a scripture that says we're all speaking tongues.
圣经告诉我们说，每一个人都能够说方言。
And the answer is no.
那个答案是错的。
But how that is written, it's talking about in the corporate use of the gift of tongues.
当哥林多讲到说，是否每一个人都说方言啊？说不，这个是讲到在教会的恩赐的运作的时候。
And it's true, not everyone is going to be used in the gift of tongues to give a message to the church.
在教会的聚会的当中，不是每一个人都被神使用来。
But it is still scriptural that all believers who receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit
但是我们要明白，就是每一个得到圣灵充满的人
have available to them the gift of speaking in tongues for personal edification
都能够领受这个说方言的恩赐，就是为着个人的造就。
So the gift of tongues is available to everyone.
所以说方言这个恩赐是
Upon receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes when people receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they don't speak in tongues right away. That's what happened to me. That's my fifth point. Because I didn't understand how the gift operated. See, I was waiting for something to move my mouth.
我等候着有一样的东西使到我的舌头能够转。
You see, I thought the Holy Spirit was going to use me like a puppet.
我以为圣灵好像圣灵要使用好像我是木偶一样。
And I stood there and I waited before God.
我就站在那里，我等候神。
I said, I know you want me to have this gift.
我说神啊，我知道你愿意给我说方言。
Move my mouth.
现在你动我的口。
And I didn't realize that I had to move my mouth.
我不明白，原来我自己要去开口。
The Spirit gives the tongue.
圣灵会给我们方言。
But I have to give the utterance.
但是我要把它说出来。
Has anybody ever had the Spirit cause you to raise your arms to praise God?
我们当中有谁哪一个是圣灵使到你的手举起来的？
It's the Holy Spirit that it leads us to worship Jesus, amen?
是圣灵带领我们来敬拜耶稣。
But I can put my arms down if I want.
但是如果我不愿意的话，我可以把我的手放下来。
1 Corinthians 14:32 says the spirit of the prophet is subject to the control of the prophet.
因为先知的灵是服在先知底下的。
And the use of the gift of tongues.
所以圣灵的恩赐的运作。
Must be done in cooperation with our personal will.
就是要和我们个人的意愿相符而行。
Like I said, I thought something was going to do this.
我以为可以有东西使到我的口能够张开，能够动我的口。
And I realized I had to make the utterance.
但是后来我才发现到，原来我要说出来。
But the biggest reason I found
最大的原因我发现到
that people do not receive the baptism with the gift of tongues.
很多人没有得到圣灵充满说方言。
The number one reason
最主要的原因
my sixth point
就是我第六点。
Is simply fear.
是因为惧怕.
Is simply fear.
是因为惧怕.
I had a couple that I was talking to.
有一对夫妇，我和他们交谈的时候.
In my church, when we prayed for people for the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
当我为他们要受圣灵充满祷告.
And she had not yet received the baptism.
她还没有得到圣灵的充满.
And she said, "I wanted to come up so bad."
他说我非常渴慕。
I wanted to come forward and have you lay hands on me.
上来，然后你按手为我祷告。
And I wanted to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我要接受这个圣灵的充满。
But she said, "But I'm afraid."
但是我害怕。
And I said, "You're afraid of what?"
我说你害怕什么？
She said, "I don't know."
我不知道。
And many people
很多人
are afraid.
真的是害怕,
it is that spirit of fear that keeps them from receiving the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Whether it's fear of the unknown,
是那种不可知的灵,
some people fear that it's just me conjuring something up.
就是有些人他惧怕,
some people fear what other people are going to say.
有些人他惧怕别人会怎样的说。
Some people fear that it's not biblical.
有些人他惧怕说啊，可能这不符合圣经的教导。
But as we've seen tonight, it is biblical. Amen, church.
刚才我们都看过经文是非常符合圣经的教导。
Some people fear that they might get something evil.
有些人惧怕他们能够会领受一些邪恶的。
There are some denominations that teach speaking in tongues is of Satan.
有些的宗派教导说说方言呢是邪灵的。
So they have a great fear of that it's something evil.
所以他们就惧怕会领受一些邪灵。
And I know when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
当我自己本身接受圣灵充满。
And I began to speak in tongues.
我开始说方言。
That thought crossed my mind.
我曾经。都有过这样的思想。
Is this really of God?
是不是从神来的？
Or could this be of the enemy?
或者是恶者给的？
And I began to pray to God.
我就开始向神祷告。
I said, God.
我说神啊。
I love you so much.
我非常爱你。
I want to be closer to you.
我要更加的亲近你。
I want to know you.
我要认识你。
I want to serve you.
我要服侍你。
I want to operate in the power of the Spirit.
我要用属灵的恩赐。
I want everything that you have for me.
我要领受你为我预备所有的一切。
Every gift that your spirit has for me, I want it.
每一个圣灵所能够给的恩赐，我都想要。
And I said, Father.
我说父啊。
If this gift is not from you.
如果这个恩赐不是从你而来的。
I said, take it away from me.
我说把它挪去。
I don't want anything that's not from you.
我不要不是从你来的恩赐。
And God brought me to the scripture in Luke 11.
神就带领我看这段的经文是在路加福音十一章
verse 11 through 13.
第十一到第十三节。
And you share this with your friends that may be fearful of the blessing that God wants to give them.
可以用这段经文与你的朋友来分享，如果他们惧怕领受圣灵。
Luke 11:11 through 13.
路加福音十一章十一到十三节。
Jesus said.Which of you fathers, if your son asks you for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? And it says, if you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who just simply ask him?
路加福音十一章第十一节，你们中间做父亲的所以儿子求饼反给他石头呢求鱼反哪蛇帮鱼给他呢求鸡蛋反给他鞋子呢你们虽然不好尚且知道拿好东西给儿女何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗
Nina Johnson last night talked about God's love
Nina Johnson 昨天晚上传讲神的爱
And God's love is perfect, amen?
神的爱是完美的。
And you can't truly love God or experience God's love without experiencing holiness, amen?
你不能够真正的经历到神的爱，除非你活在圣洁里面。
But another great thing about God's perfect love
另外一点关于神完全的爱
is that God's love casts out all fear.
就是神的爱把我们心里面的一切的惧怕都去除
Fear of the unknown
就是对未知的惧怕
Fear what others might say
对别人怎样看我们
Fear that it's just me
就是以为说这个是自己来的惧怕
Fear that this gift may be something evil
惧怕说这个恩赐可能是恶者给的
And God began to just give me such a peace in my heart
神给我出人意外的平安
But I just began to praise him in the spirit.
我就开始来赞美他。
And I want to give you an invitation tonight.
今天晚上我要给大家一个的邀请。
I know that some refuse to accept the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
有一些人拒绝领受圣灵的充满。
Some refuse to operate in the gifts of the Spirit, the gift of tongues.
有一些人拒绝去运作这个属灵的恩赐。
Maybe because of ignorance or misunderstanding.
可能是无知，可能是误解。
But as I said before, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is not some extra thing.
但是，正如我刚才所说，圣灵的充满不是一件额外的。
It is the main expectation.
是最主要我们应当期待的。
Of the New Testament.
就是新约圣经里面。
Jesus said, "I have come to baptize you in the Holy Spirit and power."
耶稣说，我要以圣灵来充满你们。
Therefore, to ignore it.
所以如果我们忽略这一点。
To fall short of it.
我们没有去追求得到。
To not teach it or proclaim it.
我们不去传讲，不去教导。
Is a shame.
是非常的羞耻的。
And this is why every one of us, every believer in here tonight,
在今天晚上在这里的每一个信徒
should desire it,
我们都应该渴慕
should pray for it,
都应该去祷告
and should receive it,
去领受。
At this point, I'm asking our musicians to please return to the stage.
我们请我们的司琴上来。
If we could all please stand up.
我们每一个人，我们站起来。
We just ask that we would bow our heads.
我们每一个人低下头。
Close our eyes.
闭上眼睛。
And just begin to pray for God's Spirit to move right now.
开始祷告神的灵在这里运行。
If someone that has not yet received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you're desiring it right now, and you want someone to lay hands on you for you to receive this beautiful gift.
或是今天晚上你渴慕能够收到，你盼望有人按手为你祷告。
I would just ask that you would, those that may want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to just meet over here in this corner. We're going to lay hands on you for you to receive that tonight.
我邀请你在这个时候呢，就走出来，站在右手边。
Do you believe God wants it for you?
你相信神要给你圣灵的充满吗？
Do you believe it's available to you?
你相信是为你预备的吗？
Do you believe that the Word of God says it's for you?
你相信神的话语说是为
你。To bless you with the fullness of His Spirit.
神要用他的灵来充满你。
And I ask that we would just begin to seek the Holy Spirit at this point.
我请求大家在这个时候，我们就来寻求圣灵。
If there's anyone that just desires a fresh touch of God right now,
如果今天晚上你盼望能够再一次的得到圣灵的更新，
I just pray that you would come forward and find a place at the altar.
我邀请你来到前面跪下。
And just begin to seek the face of God.
开始来寻求神。
If there's anyone that needs prayer, I want you to lift your hands up if you need us to lay hands on you for any reason. Just lift your hands up to the Lord and we'll walk by and we're going to pray for you and we're going to lay hands on you.